Today we're joined by Trevor Ahern, who's an exhibition producer from the Australian Museum, here to discuss the recently launched Unfinished Business exhibit at the Australian Museum. How are you doing, Trevor?
I'm well, thank you. And you?
I'm good. Trevor, can you give us an introduction to what this exhibit's all about?
Yeah, Unfinished Business. It's an exhibition of 30 3D lenticular photographs taken by Belinda Mason, and they're photographs of First Nations people who live with disability. The exhibition also includes a documentary made by Dieter Nierm, where the participants in the project are interviewed and they tell their story of being Aboriginal and living with disability and the kind of double whammy that that brings of both racism and ableism and the impacts that that has on their lives.
I will say I really like the way that such an interesting medium is being used to create an even more powerful message about an important cause.
Yeah, I agree. And the photographs have taken on a completely different quality than I expected. So the stories can be quite challenging for people to kind of read and to digest and empathize with it. But the photographs have this extraordinary dignity of the people who want to share their stories. And most of them look straight out at you and they kind of make eye contact because they're three-dimensional and they sort of follow you around. Mm. There's a real directness there, a real connection, but there's a real authenticity and dignity that I think it doesn't neutralize the impact of the stories, but it just makes them far more human, and actually you find it far easier to connect with the stories, I think.
Can you tell us about any featured installations throughout the exhibit?
So one of my great mentors and advisors through the years, Uncle John Baxter. Uncle John was a participant in the project. The project is about 12 years old now. It was first shown in Geneva at the UN and was opened by the Director General.
Oh, wow.
And the participants are very, very proud to have been part of that project. Uncle John is a Lacha Lacha man who lives down in Melbourne, and an artist and a thinker in his own right. And he produced a small installation. And Uncle John wants us to have a conversation about the impact of not providing people with disability with the right tools that they need to live fulfilling lives. Lots of people are using out-of-date equipment, old equipment, equipment in poor state of repair, equipment that desperately needs to be replaced. This is compounded in places like rural or remote communities where footpaths don't exist or paved roads don't exist. And so then equipment gets damaged, like a wheelchair will get damaged. The interval for maintenance is reduced. The interval for replacement is reduced. But because they're remote, it's hard to get equipment out there. It's also very, very expensive. And waiting times are great. So Uncle John really wants to highlight that. It's another dimension to the experience of First Nations people living with disability that isn't often thought about.
Do you have a message for anyone planning to come and experience the exhibit? What would you tell them?
Look, I think I would encourage people to try the tactile panel, to imagine what it must be like to experience a photograph through touch. We are very aware in the museum that for the blind community, for example, we don't provide a very meaningful experience, and it's very difficult to provide the same kind of experience that other people in the community can have in a museum. And so we took on the challenge of how do we make a photograph accessible to a person who's blind or low vision. And so we're working with Vision Australia, who are extremely good. I mean, those guys are great. They've got heaps of ideas. They've got informed, smart people working with them. They've invested in some technology and training and skills to create three-dimensional tactile representations of images.
Oh, wow.
And so we worked with them, and they produced a tactile panel for each of the photographs. And they did that in conjunction with the audio description of the photograph. The idea really is that we don't want to interpret the photograph. So the audio description is actually a very literal description of what you see in front of you. And then the tactile panel allows you to have that one-on-one experience of it. But there's no interpretation. Nobody's trying to tell you how the image impacts emotionally. That's up to you to have that experience. And I think if you use these accessible features, it puts you in their shoes, in somebody else's shoes. And I think the stories have more impact because we don't underestimate what the storyteller is telling us, and we don't diminish their status as a human being because we are putting ourselves in their shoes, kind of literally. And I think that's an important part of this exhibition. It's not to be, the exhibition can be confronting, but the intention is not to confront. The intention is to tell the story honestly and with dignity. And so we need to be receptive to that. And I think these tools help everybody. They don't just help people with access needs. They help everyone kind of step out of their comfort zone or step out of their everyday and sort of be in another person's shoes for a moment.
Lastly, where can people find more information about the Unfinished Business exhibit and what are the dates looking like?
So the exhibition will run through until April. There's a lot of information on our website, particularly if you have access requirements. There is a visitor journey there that explains how to get to the exhibition. It also explains the features and the tools that are available in the exhibition, how to access them and how to use them and what to expect when you get there. And so I would encourage everybody to go to the Australian Museum website, go to the What's On, and you'll find the Unfinished Business webpage. And through that, you'll have access to a whole pile of information on how to navigate the space, how to get there, and then what to expect.
Trevor, thank you so much for your time.
Not at all. It's been my pleasure.